You're listening to SBS News.
Treasurer Scott Morrison's third federal budget was targeted at positioning the Turnbull government as the stable option for voters ahead of the next federal election. But opposition leader Bill Shorten has criticised it as a case of misplaced priorities in his official budget reply speech. Mr. Shorten says if elected, a Labour government would give Australians what he calls a fair go with its tax cuts. Mr. Morrison's budget would give lower and middle income workers income tax cuts, some up to $530 a year. But while Mr. Shorten says the opposition supports the coalition's planned cuts starting on July the 1st, he says Labour would do better. Mr. Shorten says a first-term Labour government would give lower and middle-income workers almost double the benefits afforded by Mr. Brown's budget on Tuesday.
I'm pleased to announce that a Labour government will go further and do better on tax cuts for working and middle-class Australians. Almost double, in fact, what the government offered on Tuesday. This is our pledge to 10 million working Australians.
Mr. Shorten says tackling Australia's low wage growth, currently about 2% and hovering around the lowest mark in years, would also be a priority for a first-term Labour government. And he says Labour would restore Sunday penalty rates, crack down on wage theft and labour hire, and close the gender pay gap.
Our wages policy will restore Sunday penalty rates. We'll crack down on wages theft, the abuse of labour hire, where companies shift their permanent jobs onto labour hire jobs just to cut their pay. And we will lead a new push to deliver genuine pay equity for Australia's working women.
Mr. Shorten says Labour also wants to establish a National Integrity Commission to improve accountability in public life. The announcement comes in the wake of the Banking Royal Commission, which has revealed a number of cases where financial advisers and executives exploited vulnerable people. Mr. Shorten says the proposed commission would cover a range of areas.
We will do the right thing by people who've been let down by social institutions. National redress for the courageous survivors of child sex abuse. New healing initiatives for the stolen generations. And to reduce the shocking number of Aboriginal kids growing up away from country and culture. And we will ensure justice for people who've been ripped off by the banks.
While older Australians are set for a number of boosts in the budget, including an additional 14,000 high-level home care support packages, Mr. Shorten says it ignored young people.
Every budget should strive to deliver Australians a better deal today, but I understand so many of the sacrifices people make are about tomorrow, about passing on a better set of opportunities for their children. But this budget does nothing for the next generation. It betrays it.
As expected, the opposition leader also promised to drop upfront fees for 100,000 TAFE students. The plan is part of a $473 million package to boost apprenticeships and skills for young workers. Mr. Shorten says $3 billion has been cut from TAFE and training in the past 5 years, leaving the sector in decline.
Under Labor, a university education is not a privilege you inherit, it's an opportunity you earn. A Labor government will cover all upfront fees of 100,000 TAFE places in our first term.
Just as Scott Morrison did in unveiling the budget on Tuesday, Mr. Shorten wrapped up by goading his political rivals. He says cuts to health, penalty rates, the ABC and welfare services will not be ignored.
My fellow Australians, here is what the fair go means under a Labor government. Proper funding for schools, TAFE and university. And a bigger, better income tax cut for 10 million working Australians. This is our plan and this is my challenge to the Prime Minister. If you think that your budget is fair, if you think that your sneaky cuts can survive scrutiny, put it to the test.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.